glass hour where the sun blinds the eyes. Millions of euros, dollars, like dust flying to nowhere. Luxurious hotels, glitter and the clink of glasses. Baggage handlers whose backs bend under the weight of suitcases. Excessive security like guards of golden chains. Haute couture tailors creating fairies from fabrics. Hairdressers and makeup artists, brushes in their hands, create the illusion of happiness on other people's cheeks. This is a bacchanalia of a luxury, a feast during the plague, where every breath is saturated with pain. Of the earth, one in the radiance of gold, the other in the shadows. One bathes in excess, the other in need. Occupation of life, where everyone is on their own. Millions of euros, dollars, like ashes fly away. And here below, people survive for crumbs. Behind the walls of palaces where laughter sounds so loudly, another life is in full swing, harsh and bottomless. Hungry eyes are looking to the void, hands that reach for the ground, looking for water and food. The struggle for survival, every new day is a lesson. How not to break, not to fall, not to become nobody, nothing. There are no tailors and makeup artists here, no glitter and lights, only sweat and blown faces. And the pain in the soul is stronger, the occupation of the world by poverty, like a black plague, absorbs souls, leaving only houses. Two worlds, two different worlds, two poles of the earth, one in the radiance of gold, the other in the shadow. Occupation of life, where everyone is on their own. Millions of euros, dollars, like ashes fly away. And here below, people survive for crumbs. And who is to blame for this wild rupture? Who builds the walls, who sows pain and anger? When some bathe in excesses without measure, others seek meaning in the wreckage of fate. This occupation is not only the power of money, but also indifference that tears our souls apart. Two worlds, two different worlds, two poles of the earth, one in the radiance of gold, the other in the shadows. One bathes in excess, the other in need. Occupation of life, where everyone is on their own. Millions of euros, dollars, like ashes fly away. And here below, people survive for crumbs. Two worlds, an abyss between us. When will the walls fall? When will the occupation end? When will the day come when there will be no luxury, no poverty, no shadow, only peace? And people equal in rights. But for now, only two worlds in eternal battles. Two worlds. This between us. When will the walls fall? When will the occupation end? When will the day come when there will be no luxury, no poverty, no shadow, only peace, and people equal in rights? But for now, only two worlds in eternal battles. Two worlds. And who is to blame for this wild rupture? Who builds the walls, who sows pain and anger? When some bathe in excesses without measure, others seek meaning in the wreckage of fate. This occupation is not only the power of money, but also indifference.